What would it look like in your home, in your marriage, in your parenting, if you really had a consistent and strong and firm handle on reining in your tongue, taming your tongue, using your words intentionally and in exactly the ways that God calls you to? How would that impact the atmosphere of your home? These are questions that I have been wrestling with a lot lately, and I think every mom that I know wrestles with these questions from time to time, because we see the power of our words in the lives of the people who we love the most. And scripture tells us, and life confirms, that taming the tongue is incredibly difficult and incredibly important. So today, friends, I just want to have a little conversation about what it would really look like in our homes to surround our families with the right words, the right atmosphere, if we can move closer and closer toward that goal of taming our tongues. And I don't think that we will walk away from today with a magic wand solution. Ultimately, it's going to come down to the Holy Spirit cleansing our hearts and creating in us hearts of purity, hearts of a desire to honor the Lord and love the Lord and serve the Lord, hearts that are pure for Christ. Because the Bible tells us it is out of the overflow of the heart that our mouths speak. So we're just going to chat a little bit and encourage one another and spur one another on toward good and better deeds, toward good and better words, as we consider what it really looks like and the power that is in the taming of our tongues. So I'm so glad you are here for this conversation. You are listening to the Love Your People Well podcast, where we are all about building healthy and happy and holy family relationships, which a huge part of that is going to come back to how do we manage our emotions and how do we communicate in good and helpful ways. It all comes back to our tongue. And that is why we're just going to sit with a few different scriptures today and try to motivate ourselves, encourage ourselves, let the Lord convict us and teach us in the area of managing our words and how they're influencing our families. And if you are new here to the Love Your People Well podcast, welcome. I'm glad that you're here. My name is Jess, and I am a counselor. I'm a pastor's wife. I'm a mom of four little kiddos. And I will fully confess that I struggle to tame my tongue. It is not, that part of my life is not where I want it to be. But praise be to God, I can look back at how I was speaking and using my words and using my tongue the day that I became a Christian in college, and fast forward to today, and I can praise God for so many changes, so much healing, so much fruitfulness that has come in how He has changed my heart and seen that play out in my words. And yet, it's so easy to get impatient with my kids or to grumble when I'm tired. And I don't think any of us are fully at the end of the journey of trying to tame our tongues. Maybe most especially in family life with little ones when we're tired and there's big emotions and there's busy schedules and there are so many things that try to steal our joy and our peace and our hope in the Lord. And all of that makes it difficult to tame our tongues. And so I'm glad you're here today. I will point you toward my website, loveyourpeoplewell.com, and encourage you to grab some freebies over there. There's a cheat sheet conflict resolution checklist. There's a whole variety of things over there. Maybe conflict jumps into my mind because we're talking about words. There's a whole page with devotionals, including one called Keep Your Cool Mama that I turn back to often, that is all about emotional control and definitely speaks into how are we using our words. But so many great resources over there at loveyourpeoplewell.com. And I already have mentioned that this is an area that hits home for me. How am I working toward praying about and wrestling with taming my tongue? And one of the things that I think is most helpful for us when we're struggling with something is to let the Bible inform us in a picture of what the end goal would look like. When we are successfully managing our emotions and communicating well, and you know, that doesn't mean that we're perfect, but it means that our relationships are being strengthened by our words, our tone of voice, you know, everything that comes with our tongue and how we're communicating with people. What would it really look like for that to be strong and good and beautiful? And sometimes I think we avoid looking at that positive, beautiful picture because it just reminds us of how far we are from it, how much sin there is, how much struggle there is. But the Lord uses that to bring us to confession and repentance and to then change our hearts. We are not going to move in the right direction if we're afraid to look at and acknowledge what that beautiful picture really looks like. And I think back to several different scripture passages about how powerful our words are and our tongue. And I just want to walk through them today to encourage each of us and point us toward the good and beautiful plan that God has for my family and for your family that is so strongly influenced by our words. And the first scripture that I want to highlight is from James chapter 3, verses, there's a whole lot of good stuff here, but I'll highlight verses 7 through 9, which talks about how all kinds of animals have been tamed by mankind, but no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. And these verses are probably more of a reality check for us than a picture of what we are aiming for. But I think that they really help us see where are we starting from, which is the very bottom level. We are starting from a place where we need to recognize our tongues are restless and evil and full of deadly poison. Those things are big and powerful. It's not like, oh, this can sometimes be a little bit of a problem. No, my friend, if we are not careful about our tongues, it is deadly to the people and the relationships that matter to us the most. And we see here that we can absolutely use our tongues for good as we praise our Lord and Father. And we can absolutely use it for evil when we curse human beings. And certainly that would include a very literal cursing other people, cursing at, yelling at, name-calling, belittling people. But I think this would also include grumbling about people. It would include other scriptures that talk about slandering people or speaking harshly, maliciously toward people or about people. Our tongues have so much potential for praise, and they start from a place of utter worthlessness, utter deadly poison, as it says here in James chapter 3. But there are other scriptures that then move us toward a life in Christ as we let the Lord fill our heart, change our hearts, and then out of the overflow of that new, redeemed, righteous heart, our words can come in a new way, a fresh way, a way that is a blessing and life-giving to our families, to our husbands, and to our kids, and to ourselves. Because let's be honest, sometimes the tongue that is hardest to tame is inside our own head, those thoughts we are thinking about ourselves that we never say out loud, but they are still full of deadly poison. But let's cast our sights toward the good and beautiful vision that the Lord gives us of how our words can powerfully and positively impact our families. Let me interrupt our conversation just for a moment to invite you to join me over in the Faith Fiverr Club. This is our private community where every month we go deep into a different topic of family life. With a private podcast, a personal workbook, month by month, encouragement and resources. Join us at patreon.com/loveyourpeoplewell. All right, let's get back to our conversation. As we cast this vision of how beautiful and wonderful our tongues can be in blessing our people and strengthening our relationships, there are so many scriptures we could look at. But I just want to highlight a few that I think are a nice summary or kind of the main points of the beauty that is possible in our homes and in our relationships as we are letting the Lord help us learn how to tame our tongues. And two of them come from the Proverbs. Now, if you do a search in Proverbs for like the word tongue, or let alone do a search on the word words, you know, how are we talking and that kind of thing. I mean, there are dozens upon dozens of references here. These are absolutely not the only two proverbs that we could look at about this, but I think they paint a beautiful picture for us. So I want to start there, and I'm looking at Proverbs chapter 10, verse 31, and Proverbs chapter 15, verse 4. So Proverbs 10:31 says, "From the mouth of the righteous comes the fruit of wisdom, but a perverse tongue will be silenced." And I just love that picture of the fruit of wisdom. When I think about my home, when I think about my parenting and my relationship with my kids and my relationship with my husband, trying to help him and encourage him, I want my words to be filled with wisdom. I want them to bear good fruit for my family, with my family, in my relationships. I want every conversation in my home to have the fruit of wisdom. What a great blessing and joy that would be. And as I work toward that through the Lord's strength, the Lord's grace, more and more that can happen. And then Proverbs chapter 14, verse 4 describes it as a tree of life. It says, the soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit. And yes, we can focus on, oh, how are my words crushing the spirit of my husband, crushing the spirit of my son or my daughter? And we might need to wrestle with that and confess and apologize and work on our criticisms or our complaints or our harshness. But we're working on that with the goal not just of avoiding the bad, avoiding crushing their spirits. Of course we want to do that, but we want to be moving toward the tree of life. We want to be shaping our words in ways that don't just avoid causing harm, but proactively move toward soothing, healing, helping. We want to build a tree of life for our families with our words. And what a huge and beautiful picture that is for us. I mean, trees are huge, and as they grow, you know, their branches, their leaves, they get bigger and bigger. They are more and more beautiful. They cover more and more ground. They are filled with life. And that is what our words can do with our families, in our marriages, in our parenting. And I want to highlight one additional scripture here. And again, the fruit of wisdom, the tree of life, those are not the only pictures that scripture gives us of the beauty and the goodness that comes with using our words well and taming the tongue. But I have always loved, since the very beginning of my Christian life, when the Lord was doing a lot of work with my tongue, with cursing and grumbling and, you know, all sorts of patterns of speech that I enjoyed in college and would be, I'm sure, horrified by today. The Lord did a lot of work in my life earlier on in this area. And Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29 was so helpful and so powerful at that time, and it still is today. And what that verse says is, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." And I think this verse, as we try to encourage ourselves and point one another toward the good and the beautiful ways that our words can bless our families and strengthen our relationships, we need to hit both sides of this verse. It tells us very clearly what to avoid. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths. And of course, there are other scriptures that talk about, like if we circle back around to James, I think it's in chapter 1 where it talks about, you know, be quick to listen and slow to speak and slow to get angry. The unwholesome talk that can come out of our mouths absolutely includes the actual words. Are we calling people names or saying negative things? But it can also include our tone of voice. Are we speaking harshly? Are we speaking sarcastically? Those are unwholesome. They are not good, pure, beautiful, and they are definitely not helpful for a happy marriage or for strong and confident and wonderful children and relationships with them. We need to avoid all sorts of unwholesome talk. But then the backside of this verse tells us what to focus on instead, that we need to proactively be speaking that which is helpful for building others up according to their needs. We need to speak with the goal that we are benefiting the people who are listening. And what better benefit can we give than the fruit of wisdom or a tree of life? And it really can shape how we use our tongues. Obviously, it shapes it to avoid the unwholesome talk, but it also shapes it to focus on how can I benefit the person I'm talking to? How can I build them up? Do I even know what their needs are that I could speak to them? And as we paint this picture for ourselves, letting scripture show us what it really looks like as a blessing and a joy in our homes to tame our tongues and use our words well, we can see this picture where we know each other. We know each other deeply and intimately because we're using our words honestly and we're sharing with one another, and we are asking good questions. We are quick to listen. And once we understand other people's needs, we're then using our words to build each other up according to what we need. There are times when your husband needs encouragement, and there are times when your husband needs a point of correction, and there are times when your husband needs a compliment. And there are times when your husband needs you to just say, sure, I'll take care of that for you. But I guarantee you there is never a time when your husband needs criticism, complaint, bitterness, harshness, grumbling. And that doesn't surprise you, my friend, but I am guilty of it too, that my emotions can get the best of me and I can slip into that unwholesome talk, which is never going to build others up according to their needs or benefit those who listen. And the same is true for our kids. There are times when my kids just need me to say, wow, great job. And there are other times when my kids need me to say, that was a really great effort. Why don't you try it this way instead? And there are times where they need me to cry with them. And there are times where they need me to cheer for them. And there are never in a million years going to be moments where they need me, where they would benefit from me criticizing them, complaining about them, yelling at them. Those are not ways that I am building them up or benefiting them. And as we work toward taming our tongues, learning how to use our words with wisdom to give life, we can see what a great blessing that is for our families, that it is praise. We're using our words to praise the Lord. We're using our words to build others up, to benefit, to share wisdom, to breathe life into our homes and into our people. And I want to close my thoughts on this, at least for today, with one more Proverbs for us from Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19, which I think paints a little bit of a different picture, probably moving a bit more toward the how-to. And if you are a longtime listener of the Love Your People Well podcast, you probably know that I really like practical action steps. Like, insight is wonderful, understanding is helpful, but if we don't do something with it, it's really not actually going to change our relationships. It's not going to deepen them or strengthen them or help us enjoy family life. And so I just want to share this last proverb to start leaning into that question of how. How do we tame our tongues? How do we actually do this? Because if you remember from James chapter 3, it says, but no human being can tame the tongue. And so again, I don't think we're aiming for perfection here. I mean, we want to aim for it, but we can never beat ourselves up that we don't achieve it, because it's all in God's grace. It's all a process of letting Him change us and grow us. But when I think about the how-to of taming my tongue, I come back time and time again to Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19. And I think I'm actually looking at the clock now. I'm just going to read it and share a quick thought and then hit stop. And we'll go ahead and do a Friday Faith follow-up episode this week and dive in a little more deeply to this verse. But here's what it says in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19. It says, sin is not ended by multiplying words, but the prudent hold their tongues. And that is a very practical way that we can work on taming our tongue, which is basically stop talking. The less you say, the less opportunity there is for your tongue to get you in trouble. Now, of course, we're not going to be silent all the time, because we still want to share fruit of wisdom and encourage one another and benefit one another. But the prudent hold their tongues. And this is probably especially helpful because the reason we struggle to tame our tongues is typically our emotions or our pride. And that's what we'll talk about a little bit more in a follow-up conversation in just a few days. But I'll just remind you of that. A few of the verses that we were thinking through here are coming from James chapter 3, verses 7 through 9, Proverbs 10:31. And 15:4, and then Ephesians 4:29. And then as we start thinking about the how-to, we are closing out there with Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19. And if you're struggling with holding your tongue and the multiplication of words, I'll remind you again that I have a free resource over at loveyourpeoplewell.com/free. You can grab the conflict resolution cheat sheet over there, a simple one pager to just pull it out when emotions are getting high, walk through it to try to avoid conflict, find resolution, and ultimately tame your tongue. So that might be a really helpful resource for you there, the conflict resolution cheat sheet over at loveyourpeoplewell.com/free. There's other resources there as well. But I will close you with that, and then we'll be back on Friday with our Friday Faith Follow-Up episode, which we're not doing every week in this season of my crazy life, but we will have one this week to talk a little bit more about how to hold our tongues and avoid multiplying our words even when our emotions are getting the best of us. So make sure to subscribe to the show if you haven't done that yet, because you definitely don't want to miss that follow-up conversation. But until then, my friends, hugs and blessings to you. I'll talk to you soon. I'm so glad you joined me today for this episode of the Love Your People Well podcast. If you found it helpful or encouraging, please leave a written review to encourage me, but also to help the show grow. You can even copy the link to this episode and text it to a friend. Don't forget to grab all your resources at loveyourpeoplewell.com and join us inside the Faith Fiverr Club for extra perks every week.